Welcome to Shomer Shalom and the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishbas Aaron Biyakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a new Yumada Pizai. The Gemara towards the end of Yumada Aleph brings the story that Rav was giving a shir, was doing a pirkon in front of Rebbe, and came in Reb Chiya, so he started the shir again. He came in Rav Kapro, started the shir again. Came Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, he started the shir again. And finally came Reb Chanina Bar Chamo. And Rav said, "Kula hai nihad v'nezel." I'm not going to go back to shir one more time. And he didn't repeat the shir. And the Gemara says a story that Rav Chanina was upset on Rav. And Rav went to him 13 Erev Yom Kippurs to try and to be miratze Rav Chanina. V'lo yifayis. Rav Chanina was not mispayis. He did not forgive Rav. And then the Gemara asks, why did Rav went so many times? And Rav Chanina was so insistent not to be Moichel, and the Gemara goes to explain what happened over there. Now here in this Gemara, there's a few simple questions. Number one is, if Rav did something wrong, why did he go to Rav Chanina only Erev Yom Kippur? Now we know Erev Yom Kippur is a special time to ask for tshuva. That's the opportune time, as the place can bring, that if a person in prison every day can delay, can push off asking Mechilut another day. But Erev Yom Kippur, you should not push it off. But if Rav felt Rav Chanina was makban him, why did he go only in Erev Yom Kippur? And on the other hand, it seems that Rav Chanina didn't have a real claim against Rav. Because if Rav repeated the shir four times, he didn't have to repeat another time for Rav Chanina. So what's the claim Rav Chanina had? But the truth is, these two questions answer each other. Because the Sefer Mekor Chaim that the Chavos Yari wrote on Shulchan Aruch, and so the Sfas Emes over here, both say that the Yisoy, the concept of asking Mechila from your friend in Erev Yom Kippur, is not the regular asking Mechila that we have during the year. During the year, a person has to ask Mechila, because if he did something wrong, he has to ask for forgiveness. It's not right. If you didn't do something wrong, you don't have to ask for forgiveness. But in Erev Yom Kippur, there's a special din. As we mentioned it when we spoke about Erev Yom Kippur a few shurim ago, the tour in Arachai Simat Yishrov brings the Birkat de Rabbi Lezer that says that the Satan, he looks to see the blemishes, the problems that Am Yisrael has. And then when he sees that Am Yisrael are together, are united as one, he says, Am Yisrael are like Malachim. Malachi Asher is Shalim b'neim, kach Yisrael b'yom kippurim, there's Shalim. The reason why we ask Mechila in Erev Yom Kippur is not only as because of some claim that one has on another, but we are creating the unity between Am Yisrael. And what we spoke about in the previous year is the idea that Erev Yom Kippur is the Shpitz, the highest level of Olam Hazeh, when everything is perfect. Part of the perfected Olam Hazeh is the fact that there's peace and harmony and everybody's together. So here, there's a special requirement. The one must ask Mechila from his friend, even though he is right and his friend is wrong, he still has to ask Mechila in Erev Yom Kippur. And that's what the Mekor Chaim Sfasem say over here. Because it doesn't matter if there is, if the friend has a good claim or a bad claim, he still has to ask Mechila. We see this in our Gemara over here. The Gemara Le'el is talking about Rav going to that butcher. The butcher has to ask Mechila. Rav came to him that he should ask Mechila. Because he wanted to create that pius, create that shalom, that unity. You go out of your way, out of what you're required to do that peace. That's the pshat over here in the Gemara. Really, Rav Chanina had no taina on Rav. Rav did not have to go back and repeat the shir again for him. And that's what Rav did not ask Mechila during the year. But on Erev Yom Kippur, that's a special thing. That's a special time where even when you don't deserve it, even though the Rav Chanina doesn't deserve to be asked Mechila, Rav asked for 13 consecutive Erev Yom Kippurs for Mechila because it didn't Erev Yom Kippur. And my father Shlita added to it that the Gemara over here asks why Rav Chanina was not Moichel Rav. And the Gemara says why he should be Moichel. Why? Because Kol Ma'avir Midoisov Ma'avir Mokol Shav. A person who overcomes his Midois So they're going to be moichlim as well. Simple question. Why does the Gemara bring that? Why doesn't the Gemara bring Meferish HaMishnah Bo Bekam? The Mishnah says that when someone asks Mechila from his friend, HaMoichel Lo Yehachzari. Don't be cruel and be Moichel. But according to this understanding, the answer is HaMoichel Lo Yehachzari when he really, it's a real sincere Mechila. But here Rav came only of Yom Kippur. It wasn't a Mechila that he asked, that a real sincere Mechila that he believes he deserves the Mechila. It's a Mechila that he did because of Erev Yom Kippur did. So there it's a cause called Amavir Amidoysa Mavir Kol Shov. But we learn from here the idea that Erev Yom Kippur is a special time of unity that everybody has to go out of the way, even if they're right, to ask sorry and forgiveness from their friends. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.